the Unicorn's Class presents Thor and His Stolen Hammer.
Produced by Mr. Warrington. We hope you enjoy it.
It was morning in Asgard, home of the Norse gods.
One of the gods was very cross. Thor was stomping around outside the main hall, chucking thunderbolts.
Crash! Bang! Boom! He's doing a lot of shouting and yelling too.
"Where has my beloved hammer gone?" he roared.
"What's wrong with old Thor today?" said Freya with a wince.
"I think we're about to find out," said Odin, greatest of the gods. He pushed his breakfast bowl to one side and gave him a deep sigh. "Here he comes."
Thor slammed the door open. "My hammer has gone," he bellowed.
"Well, don't look at me," said Freya with a wince.
"Who cares about your stupid hammer anyway? I shall only think you'll be quieter without it," said Freya in a snootily voice.
"Actually, Freya, we should all care about Thor's hammer," said Odin. He looked worried. "Thor needs it to protect Asgard against the Ice Giants. The gods of Asgard have been fighting the Ice Giants since the beginning of time." "Ooh, I hadn't thought of that," said Freya. "This could mean trouble."
"Trouble? I like the sound of that," said a voice.
It was Loki, known as the god of mischief. "Perhaps you've just forgotten where you've put your hammer. You can be forgetful sometimes. I always leave it in the corner of my room when I go to bed at night, and it wasn't there this morning."
"How strange," said Loki.
Loki asked Freya if he can borrow her marvellous feather coat. "Of course," so Loki flew out the window. A while later, Loki came back with some great news. Thor, I found your hammer. The Ice Giants have it, and the only way you can get it back is if Freya marries him."
"Definitely not," screeched Freya. "I'm not going to marry an ugly old thing like Thermia." "It's okay, you won't have to," Thor said through gritted teeth. I know, I have an idea. Freya, you will marry Thermia, except Thor will be you in disguise."
"I got a plan. Let's dress Thor up as a woman." So they did.
They dressed him in the finest clothes.
They used one of Freya's dresses and one of her favourite necklaces and a wig and put a veil over his head.
"Look, Freya,"
Loki and Thor started giggling. "You look beautiful, Thor. That colour of that dress really suited you."
He glittered in the candlelight and he was ready for his wedding.
"I hate it," he grumbled.
They flew through the sky to Niflheim. Thor felt a lump on the back of his throat. They could see the castle sparkling in the distance.
They saw the moon shining on the mountaintops. Loki and Thor flew to the ground and landed in a pile of snow.
Thor and Loki got to the Ice Giants. The Ice Giants let Thor and Loki into their castle because they thought Thor was Freya.
Loki had already sent a message to tell Thermia his lovely bride was on her way.
Loki said, "You better let me do the talking."
"Welcome, Freya," said Thermia. "I see you share for free," said Loki. "Yes, I have. I want Freya to sit right next to me." "For everything in the tank. 3 roast chickens, 5 loaves of lamb, and 8 salmon." They led back and gave a great burp.
Loki glared at Thor, but Thermia said, "Oh, wow, I've never seen a woman eat or drink that much before. I'm impressed."
Thor said, "Can I have my hammer back?" Thermia clicked his giant fingers, and out of nowhere the hammer came.
It glinted in the room like the stars in the night sky. So, how about a kiss? You must be joking. I'm not going to kiss you. Thor grabbed his hammer.
Thor quickly ripped off his wig and dress, and he smashed all of the ice giant's skulls. As bad as I feared. I had a good dinner and I have my hammer back. Let's go home.
The two friends hugged each other and went home. It was a fantastic story to be told forever. Okay.